Hey guys, it's me again. Welcome to the Emma's Dilemmas podcast. I have not made a podcast in so long. I only have two up, and I know I said I would post like every Wednesday, but I had a lot, and I was like, I didn't really like know when to post. So here is the new one that I'm making, and today I'm going to talk about like theories that I have for new shows that are coming out, like new seasons of shows that are coming up, because there's a lot of new seasons of a lot of different shows that I like that are coming out soon, so I'm going to talk about it. And I also don't have like my regular mic today. I have one of those like mics, the little tiny ones that people use on TikTok, so sorry if like you can like hear me like breathing really loudly, but I just want to do this easy today. So first I'm going to talk about Stranger Things. So Stranger Things season 3 ended where they all think Hopper died, everyone's really sad, and Eleven and Will and Will's mom all have to move. It's all sad, they're all packing, whatever, and Eleven and Mike tell each other that they're gonna see each other on Thanksgiving. So my theory is that the season 4 is going to take place near Thanksgiving / Christmas time. And obviously everyone knows there's been posters, promo things, everything. Hopper's not actually dead, and if you didn't know that, I'm sorry, but I think like everyone knows that Hopper's not dead. He's in like the Russian prison thing, so yeah, I think the whole season they're gonna be trying to find him, and I think like they're gonna have like the clues, like kind of like in season 1 with like the Christmas lights, like how like Will was communicating with his mom through the Christmas lights and they were like flashing and all that stuff. So I think that's kind of like how it's gonna go. Like I think that's how he's gonna like communicate with them. It might not be Christmas lights, but it's gonna be something. And they're like their mission this season is going to be to find Hopper. And a bunch of people on TikTok were saying that they thought Steve was gonna die. Steve is my favorite character. If he dies, I will literally cry. He's my literal favorite character in the whole show. So if he dies, I'm gonna be so sad. And then people think that Billy's gonna come back. I think Billy might come back. The Demogorgon's gonna like bring him back somehow, even though the Demogorgon literally killed him, but like I don't really know. There's a lot of theories out there talking about Billy's death and how it was like weird, and I think he's gonna come back. I think Billy might come back. I'm not really sure about that. But I'm really excited because, like, Stranger Things was everything summer 2019. Like, it was the whole summer 2019 with, like, the never-ending story, la-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah. So, I'm excited for season 4 because we've waited a while. We've waited, like, 2 years for this season, I think. Probably, like, 2 years for this season. That sounds about right. The first season came out in, like, 2016, the second season came out in, like, 2018, or, like, 2017, and then season 3 came out in 2019, and then the new season is coming out late 2021. For a while, they were saying it was gonna be August, but now they're saying it's, like, being pushed back even further, which is crazy. Like, why? I don't know. I understand, though, with the COVID and everything, like, all the production got moved, stuff like that, but I saw a live that David Harbour, the one that plays Hopper, he was doing a live, and Millie Bobby Brown joined, and she like joined, and he was like in his like costume, and she was like, David, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm live, Millie. And she's like, you're in your costume. So like that, it was like really funny. I was like, oh my god, this is so funny. Anyways, those are my Stranger Things season 4 predictions. Let me know if you guys have any season 4 predictions, because those are mine. Okay, now I'm going to get into Outer Banks, another fave. Outer Banks season 2. So season 1 ended when Sarah and John B. were getting away, and they got caught up in the storm, and they didn't die. But everyone thinks that they died, and then that boat picked them up, and I'm pretty sure it brought them to the Bahamas. Might be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure that they're in the Bahamas now, John B. and Sarah, but everyone thinks they're dead. So they're gonna, like, somehow send a message, do a post, send something that's gonna let Kiara, JJ, and Pope know that they're still alive. And then they're going to go finding them. And then, like, because Jambi and Sarah still have the gold. They still have it. Like, I don't really know what they're going to do with it. Like, that's what I'm kind of, like, lost about. Like, I have no idea what's going to go on with, like, the whole, like, gold situation and, like, when they were trying to find Jambi's dad. And then with, like, the Cameron family, like, Rafe and what? I forget the younger one's name. But Rafe and then the dad, because Rafe killed Sheriff Peterkin. So I think there's a picture that I think they were all at Sheriff Peterkin's, like, funeral or something, because everyone thought that John B. killed Sheriff Peterkin. But at the end of season one, they're, like, questioning the dad. What's the dad's name? I forget the dad's name. They're questioning him at the end, but they never really, like, went in depth about that. So they're going to question him more, and then something's going to happen, and I think they're going to find out. They're definitely going to find out that Rafe killed Sheriff Peterkin, or, like, the dad's gonna, like, stand up for Rafe and say that it was him or something like that. But also, Mr. Cameron killed John B's dad. So, like, they were questioning him about that, too. So I don't really know what's gonna happen with that. And then, what else is there? Oh my god, I think Kiara and Pope are gonna have a relationship. I'm gonna hate saying peas because I know it's gonna, like, but Kiara and Pope definitely are going to have a relationship, because in the teaser trailer, they were, like, literally about to kiss. But I'm kind of sad because I really wanted JJ and Kiara to have a relationship, because they had something. You can't tell me they didn't have anything in season one. Like, they had something. For sure. For sure. Like, I don't know. Yeah, so I feel like JJ, I really hope JJ has a relationship, or Pope. I hope both of them have relationships, like, for real. Like, they need something. And then I feel like at some point in the season, like, Jompy and Sarah are gonna get into an argument, they're gonna, like, break up for, like, 2 minutes, and they're gonna, like, get back together. That, like, that literally happens with every couple in every single show. Like, I'm watching Gossip Girl right now, and, like, I'm at the part where I'm on season two, and I'm at the part where Dan and Serena are broken up. But, like, I know they're gonna end up back together. It's kind of obvious. And then someone told me they, like, get married at the end of the season. So, like, I already know. And I also already know that Blair and Chuck are gonna end up together, because I see it everywhere. So, anyways. What was I, like, even talking? Oh, that, like, couples, like, break up for, like, 2 seconds on shows. And then they get back together. Like, It always happens. You can't tell me it doesn't happen. So, yeah. Those are my predictions for Outer Banks Season 2. What's another show? Ginny and George is going to get another season. I don't really know. I haven't really thought about my predictions for that show. That show annoyed me a little bit. I liked it, but I didn't. But I did. I don't know. I really don't know about that show. How did that show end? It ended with everyone finding out that Marcus was sneaking into Ginny's room all the time. I know that part, and, like, Hunter got pissed. I know all that, but I forget. Oh, someone found out that Georgia killed her ex-husband, I think. I don't know, I honestly forget what happened in the initial. I probably need to rewatch Ginny and Georgia. I don't really have any predictions for that. I feel like, obviously, Ginny and Marcus are gonna end up together, and Marcus's sister, what the heck is Marcus's sister's name? Why do I forget everything that's from the show? Marcus's sister's name, Max, I think? Whatever, I'm just gonna say Marcus's sister. Marcus's sister's gonna get really mad about their relationship. She already was. So, like, I don't know. I sound like wag right now, because I literally don't really have any Ginny and Georgia season 2 predictions. It's probably not going to come out for a while. What's the show? Oh my god, Julie and the Phantoms better have a freaking season 2. Like, there's been, like, conspiracies that they're going to have a season 2 because Madison Reyes' dad was posting emails from them saying that they were going to start production on season 2 soon. So, if Julie and the Phantoms doesn't have a season 2, I'm going to cry. But, here are my predictions for season 2. I think the boys are gonna come back to life. Because, like, they literally did at the end of the season. The boys came back to life. Like Julie's, like, magic brought them back. And Julie and Luke are for sure gonna have a relationship in some way. For sure. In some way. Gonna have a relationship. And then Willie and Alex, obviously. And then, I don't know. Oh, with the whole, like, Caleb thing at the end, the whole, like, Caleb thing when he, like, possessed, what's his name? He possessed the kid. Why am I forgetting names? I literally loved this show for 2 months and I'm forgetting everyone's names. Oh my god. Nick. Caleb possessed Nick at the end. And I think Nick is going to be Caleb the whole season. But, like, no one's going to know until the end. And then, Julie's going to somehow find out. She's going to be like, Nick, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Like, why are you acting like this? Like, dude, what? So, like, they're gonna find out. I'm like stuttering. I literally don't even know. I haven't really thought about Julie and the Phantom's predictions either. But obviously, Julie and Luke are gonna have a relationship. Alex and Willie are gonna have a relationship. You know, the regular. Obviously. And then Julie's gonna get a sign from a mom and find out that her mom knew the band. Because she literally did. You see it at the beginning. Because her mom is that lady at the beginning. If you don't think so, I don't know what you're on. Because it literally is. Anyways, I think I'm going to end this because I'm getting a little off track. And when I get off track, that's my sign to stop. So, thank you for listening to this podcast. And let me know, like, any stuff you want to hear next. Probably going to talk a lot about music soon. Because I'm going to the Machine Gun Kelly concert in 85 days, actually. I have a countdown in my room that I was just looking at, and I'm really excited, so I'm probably going to be talking a lot about music. So yeah, thank you guys for listening, I really appreciate it. Bye! Hey y'all, how we doing today? I know I literally just posted, and I said, like, I probably wasn't going to post for a while, but it's 10:30 p.m., and I spontaneously decided to make another today I'm going to talk about my celebrity crushes, because why not? I don't know, I just, like, kind of felt like doing that, and, you know, why not? First I'll talk about, like, my type that I'm probably never going to get, because I live in Massachusetts, and I haven't seen one guy that looks like this around here. I've seen maybe, like, two, but my type is basically, like, either black hair or bleached blonde hair. Like, not, like, your hair, like, naturally looks like it's bleached, like, you, oh, sorry, literally my phone just, like, had a thing that popped up and said no phone storage, and I thought the recording stopped. Anyways, bleached as in, like, you went to the salon, or you got box dye, and you bleached blonde your hair, like Jaden Hosser or Machine Gun Kelly's hair, right now. Anyways, so yeah, either black or, like, bleached blonde hair. I don't know what it is about bleached blonde hair that I like so much. Or, like, you have, like, a little piece of your hair, like, dyed, like, red or something. I don't know. I like musicians. Like, rock musicians, particularly. Guys that like to express themselves, and they like to, like, wear makeup and, like, eyeliner and stuff. That's, like, super cool. Because I think that's, like, so cool. I don't know. And, like, I like guys, like, just, like, that, like, just, like, grunge style, kind of. Like, literally how, like, freaking Jaden Hosler was, like, dresses, or, like, MGK dresses, like, all those people, like, you know, anything like that. So, yeah, I like grunge dressing musicians, because, I don't know, that's, like, always been what I've liked, so, I don't know, I'm probably never gonna get someone like that, but, you know, I don't know. Anyways, let's, like, talk about my celebrity crushes. My first ever celebrity crush, you ready for this? My first ever celebrity crush was Zayn Malik from One Direction. And I don't regret it. I still have a crush on him, kind of. I used to like him a lot more, like, back then that I do now. Like, he's not really one of my, like, my top celebrity crushes anymore. Like, it used to be that he was above Harry Styles, and now Harry Styles is above him, so it's, like, crazy that how, like, the tables turned for me, because literally I used to, like, despise Harry Styles for some reason, even though I was obsessed with One Direction. I used to despise Harry Styles, and now I love Harry Styles. He's on this list. Anyways, I already talked about Zayn, so we'll start with Machine Gun Kelly. He is 15 years older than me, but honestly, that doesn't matter. I love his music. I could listen to it all day. I could literally listen to it all day and never get sick of it. Except for some of his old rap songs, like, that I don't really like. But his newer music, I really like his newer music. I like some of Bloom. Some of the Bloom album is alright. Loco. Is that what even what the album's called? I like the song Loco. That's why I'm, like, thinking of it. But whatever album the song Loco is in. Binge. It's called Binge. I like that album. Or EP. I think it's an EP. I'm not really sure. I like Binge, kind of. Hotel Diablo is good. Some of the songs in that one kind of sound the same, though. But that was good. And then Tickets to My Downfall is obviously my favorite, because that's how I discovered him, by his album, Tickets to My Downfall. I'm a very new MGK fan, but I feel like I've, like, known who he was for years. Like, I'm going to his concert in September. Like, I don't know. I've liked him I started listening to him, like, October, I want to say, of 2020, like, a month after his album came out, because a friend told me about his song My Ex's Best Friend, and I really, really liked it. And then I, like, didn't really try to listen to any of the other music, and then I listened to his album, and I was like, whoa, this is so good. So, yeah, that's how I like MGK. He's one fine man, though. Like, I must say, some people are like, literally all my friends are like, what are you talking about? MGK is so ugly. Like, no. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Look in your eyes. He is, he's beautiful. Okay, next one I'm going to talk about is Dominic Harrison, Youngblood. He is everything. Like, I love his personality. Like, he's so crazy, and I love listening to his interviews, because he has so much wise things to say, and he's only, like, 23. Like, I just love listening to him talk, too, because he just has so much good things to say. Like, I could listen to him speak for hours in his British accent, because he's from England. His music is so moving, too. Like, I love listening to all the words to his songs, because they're just very, very meaningful. He's not like, Youngblood is not like anyone else I've ever listened to. Him and MGK, like, they're both just like no one that I've ever listened to, because their lyrics, like, actually mean something. Like, their lyrics aren't like, oh, I met this person, we had a good time, then we broke up, and now we're mad at each other. Like, not, like, their songs, like, some songs are about that, obviously, but, like, not all of them. Like, some people that I probably don't want to name, like, there's so many artists I can think of right now that, like, I just don't like the lyrics, their songs at all, but I'm not gonna say them, because people are gonna, like, come after me. Anyways, but yeah, I love Youngblood's music. His lyrics are just so meaningful, and he is also one fine man. Oof! Oh my god, I can't. And he's so funny, too. He's hilarious. Like, and then when him and MGK get together, they're even more funny. Like, their interviews together are, like, so funny. Okay, my next celebrity crush is a very new one, because I kind of just discovered this band, because they won Eurovision, and they're an Italian band, so obviously I didn't know who they were, but the lead singer, Mr. Damiano, Damiano David is how you actually say it, but I'm just gonna say Damiano David. Damiano is, MGK, Youngblood, and him are just, like, ooh, they're Oh my god, I don't know how to explain it. They are everything. They're everything. Like, Damiano is just his style, like, the way that he sings is just everything. And, like, the edits that people make on TikTok, like, make me like him even more. And that whole band, Måneskin, oh my god, their music is so good. I've been, like, so into their music, even though I don't know what they're saying in some of their songs because they are Italian. Like, I like the song, I'm not gonna try to pronounce it because I'm gonna butcher it. The song that they sing in Eurovision that starts with Z. If you look up Måneskin Eurovision performance, that's the song that you're gonna see, the one that I'm talking about right now. Oh, it's like da na 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 na. Yeah. So yeah. Damiano David, David, if you're listening, I love you. Anyways, I love you too, MGK and Youngblood. You guys are just, yeah, perfection, everything. Yeah. Who should I talk about next? Pete Davidson. Because he is so funny. Like, I could listen to him for hours too because he's just so funny. And like, I don't know what it is about Pete Davidson that I like so much. Like, people are like, why do you have a crush on him? He has like freaking raccoon eyes and he looks like a skeleton half the time. I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is about Pete that I love so much. I love Pete Davidson. Like, he's at the tops of my celebrity crushes too, which is crazy. Like, wow, I don't understand myself. I just love Pete. I love Pete Davidson. Like, I liked him. I've liked him like for a while. I've liked him ever since like he stopped dating Ariana Grande. I don't know. Cause, well, I love Ariana, and I kind of this. I feel like this sounds stupid because people are like, like, you're not really real. Like, you discovered Pete like only after he was dating Ariana, but I did. Like, I didn't know who he was until like after him and Ariana broke up. I really didn't, but I'm glad that I did discover him because I love Pete now. He's amazing. Next person we're talking about is Mr. Harry Styles. I feel like this is every teenage girl. This is in the top for every teenage girl's celebrity crushes. Harry Styles. His music is great. Even though I haven't really listened, like, I have listened to his music, but I've only listened to really, like, a lot of, like, the mainstream ones. I really want to listen to more of his music, though, because, like, I heard his music is very, very good. I know that, though, because I like his music, but I haven't gotten a chance to, like, go, oh, I just dropped my mic. I haven't really gotten a chance to, like, go, like, in depth into, like, his, like, albums, really, so I need to do that. But I love Harry. I really want to go to, like, one of my life goals is to go to one of his concerts because his concerts look so amazing. Like, that's an opportunity of a lifetime to be able to go to one of his concerts. I feel like, 'cause his concerts are, they seem so fun. Like, he talks to people during his concert. Like, I don't know what this is. His concerts are just look so fun, and he is also very fine. So let's see that. Okay, next person. Talk about. Evan Peters. American Horror Story actor. Phenomenon. I love Evan Peters so much. Like, he is just a perfect human, and I don't know what it is about him. Like, he, my favorite character of his on American Horror Story, ooh, I haven't really, like, I love, oh, this is not a lot of people's favorites, but I love his character in Roanoke. Oh my god, I just watched Roanoke. Why am I forgetting the name? What the heck? The red-haired. Why am I not remembering his name? And I literally love this one. Anyways, I also love his James Patrick March in Hotel. I love that. And then obviously I really love Tate. Tate's awesome. And then what's another one that I like? Kai creeped me out. So Kai was not my favorite characters. He did a great job at Kai, but not my favorites. Oh my god, Kyle and Coven. I loved when he was Kyle. Kyle was just like, oh, like, you know how, like, when people say, like, there's those people that, like, are just like a golden retriever, like, as a person? Like, that's literally what Kyle was. Oh my god, I loved Kyle. Jimmy is not really a favorite. I didn't really like Jimmy that much. But, anyways. Yeah. PSA, I love Evan Peters. He's amazing. Amazing actor. Amazing looking. Everything. Everything he does is amazing. And he's, like, playing, like, Jeffrey Dahmer in a new movie that Ryan Murphy's doing. And then he's gonna be in the 10th season. Hold on. He's gonna be in the 10th season of AHS. And I'm really excited because he wasn't in 1984, and it was really sad. But, yeah, Evan Peters. Then now we can talk about Anthony Ramos. Oh my god, next one. And there's only one more person after Anthony Ramos, I promise. Anthony Ramos, In the Heights superstar. He was in Hamilton. He was in Hamilton. He was also in the Broadway. I don't even know if this show was on Broadway. I don't think it was. It may have been 21 Chump Street. He was pretty good in that. I've only listened to a couple stuff from that. But yeah, he's Broadway guy, movie guy. He has an album. Like, he's so good, Anthony Ramos. Like, so talented, might I say. Like, he can sing, he can dance. Oh my god, so talented, so fine. Like, him as Usnavi in The Heights was amazing. Like, that movie was so good. Like, so good. Like, I don't. Sorry. Anyways, that movie was just so good. I was like amazed. I literally got like sad at the end, but it was like good. Yeah, that's kind of really all I have to say of Anthony Ramos. Kind of a new celebrity crush, but yeah, I love Anthony. Last person I want to talk about is Rudy Pankow from Outer Banks. Yeah. For a while, I only really liked Chase Stokes, but now I love Rudy Pankow. Him as JJ, just everything. Like, sometimes I forget that his name is Rudy and not JJ, because he looks like a freaking JJ. Like, he doesn't look like a Rudy. Like, Rudy, like, what? I love JJ. He's such a interesting character in Outer Banks, and like, I really liked that. Yeah, and he just seems like a good person too. Like, him.
Oh my god, you stop yawning.
And him and the rest of the Outer Banks cast at the MTV Awards. They were really good. Yeah. I went through those last two so fast because I'm ready to end this. So, I hope you guys liked this podcast. Yeah. Bye, guys. I don't really know what to do next, but I'm gonna figure something out. Kiss. Kisses. Hugs. Love you. Bye.